The broad outlines of the SEC reform won the approval of environmental groups and of the committee itself, which says it's overwhelmed with projects. The proposed changes include shrinking the SEC to 5 members, including 2 public representatives, hiring dedicated support staff, and requiring projects have a net public benefit. Developers say the changes will chill the rollout of renewables in the state. Tom Goetz, a lawyer representing Northeast Utilities, voiced concern that such a standard was vague and would make it hard to get projects built.
That new standard is more fundamental than modest or moderate.
But Dorothy McFall of Sugar Hill expressed what many opponents of energy projects think.
The people deserve a say.
The bill to reform the SEC is still at the very beginning of its legislative journey, and if the questions raised today are any indication, it's likely to get many tweaks and adjustments along the way. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.